If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When I think of His grace and His mercy, and oh yeah, how He loves me, all I can do is thank Him for blessing me. He shields me from the hurt and the pain. A touch from Him and you will never be the same. Yes, I gotta thank Him for saving me.
I thank Him for my blessings every day that I wake up. We were born into this sin, but He decided to save us. Wasn't grateful for my life, but now I thank Him every night, because without Him I'd be lost. Now the problem has been solved. I remember all the lies and all the times that I despised, but now His greatness and His mercy was revealed until my eyes. I'm so alive, I rose up from the dead, survived. I cannot help but give Him praise. You should come along for the ride.
All right, everybody, I want to thank you all for joining us again for another episode of the Servant Leader Coaches Bible Study. I am your host, Coach Chelsea. Super excited to join again for just another opportunity to talk with servant leaders to move this agenda forward, as we always talk about normalizing athletic professionals of faith. And this month of March has been amazing. I have been learning so much. I have been growing so much. We've been talking about Proverbs 31, women in leadership, taking a look at what those attributes look like in the sports world. And I cannot do that without an amazing servant leader we have today. Today we have Coach Williams with us. Yeah, I'm gonna tell y'all right now, real quick, before we get started. Y'all know me, and I'm putting out that shit. We went to my house last night. Okay. We always try to talk and recap before we get on with the next speaker. And we were talking last night, open, and she almost made me drop Hendrix, y'all. I'm not going to ever do that because I was about to take off. So just know that this amazing servant leader we're going to talk to today has an amazing spirit about herself. We're going to get into her journey, but I want to thank you for your time first. I want to thank you for your time because it is that one thing in life that once it's given, it can't be given back. It's a very precious gift, so I thank you. And I'm going to pass the torch to you to say hello to our listeners. We're going to get this conversation started.
Hello, hello, everybody. Exactly like Ms. Chelsea said, Coach said, I am Stephanie Williams, born and raised from Houston, Texas, currently living in Shreveport, Louisiana, and just on fire for God and showing young ladies through my actions, not so more words, just Christ's love. And so I want to thank you for having me on the podcast today. And I'm excited to get into it. So let's go.
No, for sure. And I love how you said that, right? Before we even got on, we were talking about being, let's just say, action oriented, right? Because we hear that all the time, but I think talk is what truly, what we're talking about, runs people away from Christ. So I make this seem like it's like a huge haze, a huge process that people maybe don't fit the bill for. And it's like, no. It's very simple, very easy. And so you said it best. You said, I am literally trying to show my young ladies how to, by action. That's huge. I want you to tell me this real quick. I always ask our servant leaders to talk a little bit about their journey to finding Christ, because it is hard for some. It is hard for some of our listeners to understand how we got where we were. And I think when we unpack that, it kind of makes it a little bit easier than for to, as my grandma say, learn them for themselves. So talk to us a little bit about that moment you found Christ for yourself.
I got you, Coach. I got you. So for me, I found Christ. I grew up in the church. I grew up in Prairie View, Texas. And so grew up in a Episcopalian church. And if you know anything about the Episcopalian faith, it's very, very, I actually appreciate it a lot more, but it's very, very, detailed. Like, you know, we say everything in unison and all that stuff. And so, I was the altar girl, and my big thing was, ooh, I can't wait till the Sunday I get to carry the big cross. That's yes, my time to shine. It had nothing to do with Christ. It had everything with the eyes on me carrying the big cross in the middle, baby. You can tell me nothing when it was my time. And so that's just literally what I, you know, would get excited about every Sunday. And so it was probably, I want to say, my eighth grade year going into my freshman year. I got invited by one of my friends to go to one of her youth groups. And I was like, what is that? And she was like, you know, we do youth groups on Wednesdays. And I just want you to come with us. And I was like, okay, cool. I didn't want to go to the house. So I go to the youth group. And I remember like it was yesterday. It was their praise and worship leaders last Wednesday there. He was going to another church somewhere or something like that. And so he shares his testimony. And I mean, I heard people's testimonies. I don't know what was so specific about his. I just was shook. I'm just sitting there and I'm just like, man. And for the first time, I started realizing Jesus for who he is. And just, man, this is bigger than just religion. This is a whole relationship out here. And I want, the way he's talking about Jesus, that's what I want. And I'm just, you know, I'm becoming a freshman in high school and I'm crying and I just, you know, I ask the Lord to come in my heart and I do it privately. I don't make it a big show and all that stuff. And so we're going back, they dropping me off home. And so I tell my friend, I'm like, I think I just asked Jesus to be in my heart. And they're like, man, that's a big deal. Like, what are you talking about? I didn't realize the magnitude of what I had just done. And so ever since then, I'm not being perfect, but ever since then, that's when the concept of it's bigger than religion and it's more of a relationship has started growing in me. And then just moving on through high school and college, with just different situations that happened in my life, it became more and more, I started seeing him as my father, rather than this dictator. So, we are here today, and you are funny, Coach. We are here today and I'm still on this journey. So
you're just trying to get me to throw stuff at you. I get that, y'all. I saw that she's trying to make me run through my house and I see she's trying to make me run that right now. And that's fine because I don't mind doing that. But I think that is so big, right? I think that is so big. You know, oftentimes when people are on their, you know, quest or their search to find Christ for themselves, it's it's convoluted sometimes, right? Because Christ himself is us, right? It's show people. We make it this huge grandstand that it's this huge gesture. And you said it best. I don't want religion. I want a relationship. And y'all, that is just, it's just that simple. That's what he wants to have with us. We add all this added favor and a la carte, extra stuff that we got to attach on there. And I think that is big what you said. You know, you had me falling out because when you mentioned your background, no, I know how y'all get down, okay? It's deep. But I think it's amazing that you place that there, you know, because see, the difference is when I have a relationship with him, everything about me starts to change.
Yeah.
I had a relationship with him, you said it best. I don't look at him as a dictator. He now is my father. And see, now I don't feel like I have to be this person to follow these rules and try to, oh my God, be stickler. I want to please him. I forget all in talking to you, and I try my best to give credit all the time to you because y'all coaches drop so many gems. We up to like 200. Next month will be 2 years of doing this. So we up to like 200 y'all jokers and y'all be dropping gems. But it was like our walk with him changes when I don't fear. Yes, we're supposed to fear God, but I don't fear you. I don't want to disappoint you. And that's when your walk begins to change. And that's the difference between religion and relationship. See, my father, I don't want to disappoint my father because that's my daddy. I want to make good pass. Coach John Mosley, that Last Chance You on Netflix. He said, before we even started this taping, he said, my thing was like, Chelsea, I just don't make God look bad. He said, and not just for the Netflix show, in my life, that's my daddy. He said, he's not your parent. And if, and let me tell you now, Coach, you see my mom, I look just like her, okay? So no matter where I go, I can be out of town. Folk will know her face, so they know me. And they say, is your mama Vicky, right? So I don't ever want to embarrass her because
hey, I see where you going, Coach. Likeness. You about to make me throw my
come phone, on now.
Coach. Come on. We both going to be throwing stuff back and forth at each other, hey.
Because you follow my flow. So the same thing holds true. When I have a relationship with him, I'm also made in his image and made in his likeness. And because of that one thing, now, there's so many other things because of that one thing right there, the relationship tells me that that's why I want to do his will. The relationship tells me that even though I make my mama upset sometimes, or I may not do something right that she taught me or told me to do or laid the path for me and I went to the left, she gonna be there. Why? Because it's a relationship.
Come on now.
Come on now, Coach. Come don't on. You start. As they say, don't start now, won't be done. Okay.
It look like it about to be something up in here. So.
I love it, Coach. I love it. You know, with this month of March, of course, has been, you know, we've been celebrating Women's History Month. And, you know, God gave this to me. I tell people all the time, this has nothing to do with me. He speaks, I listen. I just aim to be obedient. And so often, though, right, you know, because we are women of faith, because we are Christians, it is the assumption sometimes, we don't try to do it, but we assume that everyone around us are believers or are people that are faith in our walk. And that's just not the case, especially not in this professional walk, athletic professional walk that we find ourselves in. Can you talk about how you use discernment, right, as a coach, when sometimes the decisions that you have to make, others can make it just on black and white, but you know that there's a higher power that you have to consult before making certain decisions. Can you talk about how you use your discernment and your faith in Christ to make decisions in your position?
Well, first of all, I make sure that I have sound counsel around me, right? So I make sure that I learned that, I'd say mid-20s, that you have certain friends, mentors for certain things. And so you just can't come out here, just you can't cast your pearls before swine and just telling everybody your business and what you got going on. And so I understand that this is my first year as a head coach, not on the college level. I've been in the college level for a while, but my first year as a head coach, I established quickly who my small circle was. And so usually my process on things are I go to prayer first before anything. We have a tendency to want to get opinions from everybody. And then at the end, be like, all right, God, what you think? And and so I've had to, you know, like it's gonna change everything. Like, okay, God, what you want me to do after I done told five people? He's like, well, what it matter now? You know, ask right. Everybody but me. So yeah. So I pray first on, okay, how are we going to handle this? And, you know, what direction do you want me to go in? For me, it's a peace thing. If I feel a little rumbling in my heart or just, you know, I know there's something to it and I need to come back to it and not necessarily make a decision. There's a reason why I don't feel a peace about this. And then, like I said, I have a small council of experienced believers, of coaches that all right, you've been in this situation, can you kind of help guide me through this? This is what I'm looking and thinking about, what I wanted to do. And you know, they kind of tell me, they're good in telling me, hey, you're spot on, or they're good at telling me, you know, pray about that a little bit more, maybe you need to think about it from this angle, because I get it, I don't know it all. And so I just always, every time before I make a decision, I just make sure to always tell God, look, this is for your glory. So if it's not, let it fall down on concrete and not grow. But if it is, let them seeds grow. And, you know, we're going to give it back to you. So did that answer your question?
It did perfectly. And I think, okay. You know, it's so funny. I hear it often different type of ways, but same thing, seeking counsel, mm-hmm. right? I hear it in the way where my brother, Coach Cabral Huff at Voorhees, he mm-hmm. said that we have to make sure who's on our board of directors, right? Talk to Coach Chris Burnett at Montreat College, and I say to her, who occupies the seats at your table, right? But my most recent, and I've been mentioning this for the month of March because I just saw it and it blew my mind. I saw me and Coach, and it said, who are the pallbearers in your life? And Coach, I could I read it and I could have just slid out the bed, right? Because it's so funny how simple that thought, we know what they are, right?
Yeah.
But it was how it was broken down, right? Because of course, naturally we know what pallbearers do and they're not just random people, right? Those are people that's going to hold you up when you are dead weight. Hear what I said?
Exactly.
Going to hold you up when you are dead weight, right? That mean they got to be on left
exactly
hand in hand holding you up when you have nothing else to offer. And that thing took me out. So when you put that in there, I'm like, yep, absolutely. Counsel is, and that wise counsel, that's just it. That in the sense of ourselves to know, look, you said the best. This is my first time being head coach. And so I had to seek the right counsel, right? The other portion
yes.
is that even though I have counsel, I got to know the order.
There you go. I think people miss that order. Like, oh, you've been here before. You've been a lot, but look at the character of people. You know what I mean? And I don't want to, this isn't to downgrade anybody or anything along those means, but I always tell people, I'm like, look, I used to, what used to motivate me would be prove people wrong. And just like you, I saw a meme that said, instead of living your life of proving people wrong, why don't you live your life in proving God right? You already know what he said about you. And so with that, people who are in your circle is, you know, they, for me, if you in my circle, that means we have spent time together. I've mm-hmm. seen you in a hard situation and I saw how you carried yourself. Mm-hmm. So I know when I get in that hard situation, I can trust you because I actually watched you walk that out. Like we talked about at the beginning of this, actions, not words. And so I think a lot of people get upset because when they're in that moment and they relying on a friend, you know, oh no, that friend's good if y'all want to go and have a good time and party. That's where you put that friend in that category. They can give you advice on, you know, where to have a good time. This friend over here that might not like to go out and, you know, might have be a homebody, that might be the friend that's going to give you some sound advice because they, you know what I mean? That's the category they in. You can't get mad at the friend that like to party all the time. Just put them in a category right there and you know what to tell them. So that's the way I live my life of putting people in category of, okay, you a friend for this situation. You a friend. I'm not going to take you out if I'm trying to have a good time because that ain't what you like to do. You just like to watch Netflix movie and eat popcorn and, you know, and that's fine because I like to do that too. But why would I get mad at you if I'm like, man, you never want to go bowling? Why you never? I already knew that about you. So put people in their categories and adjust accordingly. So you ain't got to let them go, just know what category they're in, and it helps you as well to be like, well, that friend over there always know what the latest gossip is. Well, then they're gonna know what my latest gossip is too. Then you get mad at them when they
stepping on people's toes. Listen, no, I'm here for it.
No, I don't mean it that way. So
no, it look real recognized, real, and that's just real talk. But I think that you said a word there, and I wish people, you know, could see my. I wish I could react how I really want to react, but I just have to remember my next question, right? But I mean, that is so right on time. And I think so often we place that blame and project that blame on other people, but we're the people, we're the ones that place them there, right? The proof is in the pudding.
Exactly.
We're watching it. And then we wonder why they're not responding a certain way, but you said it best. Or flip side, we watch something manifest itself and we saw it. It was okay though when it was happening to somebody else. But when we saw them do that very same thing, how they turn it on us, it's an issue. And so I think that, like you said, but there was another portion you said to that that was right on time, that I think so many of us do this. We often, I don't care if it's once, twice, however, we've done it before, which is, we ask everyone else their opinion.
And they go, except for God.
Hey, yo, all right. Yeah, what's your take on this?
Exactly. After three people that said the same thing, we tell God, and we believe like, okay, God, I think you're telling me you want me to do this. Nah, them three other people was telling you what they think you should do. Did you go to God first and see? Because he might tell you to do something completely crazy. You're like, oh man, to everybody, that's crazy. And to him, it's like, no, see what I really have for you. Make this decision. Everybody gonna laugh and then wait and see. Now you're gonna be laughing because it was for my glory. So, you know.
And see, that's the other thing. You keep popping these things in here. I can't move forward because you keep doing this. People know I love Christine Kane. All right. Y'all just gonna get over it. I'm gonna pray with me that I meet her one day. She's gonna come on. She's gonna come on here. I'm speaking that thing, right? But she always has the same tagline. She says, impossible is where God starts. Miracles are what God does. See, he can't start at why? Because of what we do. We start saying, hey, I did that. Oh, see, those three people said that. Well, God did that too. That's confirmation. No. Because how he know we act, right? He knows us because of how we act. He has to come and say, you know what? Let me say this. Let me do this. Yeah. Let me show them this so they know that it is me and only me. Their mind doesn't even go somewhere else. And that radical thought and that radical decision that you said that he will say that is separate from what our friend said, he does that. Why? For his glory. He does that. Why? Because the simple fact is when it happens, it's going to be like, oh God, how did that happen? Exactly. And that right there is how you draw in those that aren't believers or those that have strayed or those that are kind of like, I don't know, right? Because when he blows his mind, I was talking to servant leader Rachel Barbeau last week. Shout out to her. She's awesome. Another servant leader, another Proverbs 31 leader. But we were talking about the simple fact that when he takes you through things, coach, and I'm this is my gateway to my next, he takes you through things for a reason. Right? Yeah, I know I'm going. Yeah. He takes you through things for a reason, right? And while we're going through them now, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat this thing like it's easy. I'm not going to sugarcoat this thing like, oh my gosh, you know, I want to be in the valley. No, if we had it our way, we want to be on a mountaintop receiving God's blessings 24/7. But the simple fact is that's not the way it works. Sometimes we go through some things. But see, when he takes us through those things, we now become the messenger from the mess that we came out of. We now become the testifier that the test he put us through, we can testify and say, hey, I know about this man. And let me tell you, I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know.
Yeah.
Coach, you've been through, I'm pretty sure you've been through some things. But as of recent, you and I talked on the phone and you said, coach, I want you to understand that, you know, I know I'm coming on. But last we spoke, I had this specific position. And now that we're speaking now, that position is not the same for another reason. I'm going to let you share that, coach. And I want you to talk a little bit about that. And we'll delve into that. But I want you to talk about what happens when God gives you a change of pace.
Okay, so I'm going to start so that the story kind of just makes sense. Well, I'll say what happens and then delve into why I'm at a peace with it. So I was a head coach at a community college, and we did really, really well this year. And I was on an interim tag because, you know, under my impression, we, you know, see how I do. Well, Friday, so what are we on, Tuesday? So Friday, I was told that they will not be bringing back the program that I'm in charge of. Just, you know, at that time of the year, COVID, budget cuts, you know, things along those means. Which was a blow for me because I'm thinking, man, we had a successful year. I'm about to, you know, really take it to another level this next year. And so was just completely blown out of my chair. And so exactly like you said, Friday and Saturday this past weekend have been really, really tough. Figuring out what to do with my girls, how to make sure they're taking care of my families. And then, of course, you know, I have three young kids. So what am I going to do? And it's just the nature of the business. But then Sunday came and I have had such a peace since Sunday. And so the backstory to this is I was in college. I was a college coach for a while. I played college ball and I was a college coach for a while. And I decided to give up coaching college. Because I married my college sweetheart and I wanted to start a family. So cold turkey, I've been doing college for like 6-7 years. Cold turkey, I just feel a peace that it is time for me to stop. Literally just got a raise, all of that stuff. You know, what are you doing? This is career suicide. Listen, y'all, I feel a peace. This is what I'm supposed to do. So I stop and I do a little ministry. I work with the Boys and Girls Club and I help kids in the local community. And as I'm doing that, I realize, you know, I still love basketball. Basketball is still my ministry. It's just the way I need to do it. Instead of it being a me, 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 it needs to be more of the glory for God, God, God. So I got back into coaching and I was doing high school and worked at a couple of schools and changed those programs around. When I got this job at the college that I'm currently at, I was not looking for a college job. Literally, both feet planted where I am, and I get a call. Hey, we need somebody to come change this program around. You live around here. We think you'd be the perfect fit. Everything was perfectly smooth. I said, man, this is nothing but God, because all these doors are opening. I didn't even try. And man, God sees what I'm doing, and I get to live out my dream. Less than 8 months later, so I'm living out my dream. Everybody asking me, you know, man, how'd you get this? You got out of college. You did career suicide. I'm literally giving glory to God the whole time. I can't tell you how, because it wasn't me. You know, it was all God. I can't tell you. And then literally 8 months later, boom, it's that rug is taken from me. I'm rocked. But the scripture that has been giving me peace is in the Gospels that talks about, man, I take care of the birds in the air, the lilies in the field. What more you think I'm going to do for you? And I was like, you know what? I wasn't even supposed to have this job. This wasn't even supposed to be my job. And you gave it to me. You're going to take care of me. You done took care of me this whole time. And I've made some boneheaded decisions in my years. And you took care of me last year. You're taking care of me this year. And anytime something major happens, that means something bigger is coming. And I instantly was like, man, get out your feelings. I felt God just told me, get out your feelings. Don't you realize I'm using this as a testimony? And you over here moping around when you got time to be saving people because, or like we talked about, your actions showing people that you're going to be taken care of and you're going to be all right. And so instantly it has just changed my outlook on everything, of just being the best that I can be, the best coach I can be, making sure my kids are everywhere, still giving God glory, giving the institution that has closed the program, giving them, thanking them. Because at the end of the day, I know this time next year, whatever it is that I'm doing, I'm going to look back and God is still going to be the same God, and he will still have me taken care of. My clothes are still going to be on me. My kids are still going to be eating. I'm going to be well taken care of. I'm not going to be on the street. I just don't know how he's going to do it. And the control freak in me wants to know every little detail. But the spontaneous side of me is really excited right now. Like, okay, we about to do something. I don't know what it is, God, but we about to do something. And but I know I'm going to be taken care of. So let's see what it is. So, so that's where I'm at right now.
I love it, Coach. And I appreciate you sharing that because, of course, naturally, it's March. Okay. And, of course, in a sports world. On many of them, this is the time I tell people, I love this time because this is when many of the sports worlds intersect. Sports on all the time of the day. Just, I love it. March Madness, football, free agency and all that going on, you know? And so
all of that. Well,
naturally on the coaching side, there's going to be some changes, rises and some falls, some switch ups, some let goes and some acceptance. Right. But I love what you say. You should make a shirt like that. Right. All right. We can't be control freaks and trust God. It don't work that way. And it's hard, right? But I love the fact that you said, but my spontaneous side, though, my spontaneous side allows me to just take my hands off. And I know that, of course, naturally, he's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of my family because he said that. The faith, though, Coach, that you put in there, it goes back to that religion versus relationship. See, I don't have to worry about it because you tried them before. See, I don't have to worry about what happened next. Because I done tried them. And the last time I tried them, it happened. My pastor always says, when I think back, I can thank him. See, when things happen in those trials, and I hope whoever listens now, whoever listens later, I don't care that if it's that one person, when you are enduring something, it is not an accident. It is not by happenstance.
There you go.
And this, even if it was self-inflicted. I want you to understand that his word tells us that all things work together, not some, not many of them, not the one he chooses. All things work together for the good of them that love him and that are called according to his purpose. You love him? If you do, all right, we good then. I'm trying to make that thing sound like it's easy as pie, because when we sitting there in the valley, yes, it's tough. Before you find yourself in that valley though, Coach, and you can feel me on this, you become a little stronger. See, we're coaches. And those seasons, I remember one of my seasons, I swear every game for the first six games of the season, we either went in overtime or the point differential or the point spread was like no less than 5 points. Every game literally went down to that last second. And the first thing I said to my girls was, well, goodness, normally you'd be trying to prepare for the playoffs towards the end, you try to get in playoff mode towards the end so they have that momentum. But we've been blessed to see that playoff mode in the beginning.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Mm-hmm. Test it when that happens. And so the same thing holds true in a valley moment to my athletic professionals who, listen, let me put it that way for y'all. You are battle tested when you go into the overtimes of life. The overtime of life, when we think, okay, God gonna come now. I know he isn't. I know he is. And then boom. That answer don't come yet. Well, I just knew he would come by the end of the month. I said I needed my bills paid. It's the first of the month. No, that's overtime. We're battle tested when we sit there and we grind. And we grind time after time. And what it does, Coach, and you know this to be true, when that storm comes again, we stand up firm. Because why? We know this. We may have lost to that team in December, but in February, I know this. I know this one. I got this. See, he gives us a scouting report, Coach. Go there. He gives us a scouting report. So if I follow the scouting report, why am I confused when the storm comes again? I may not know, like you
there
said,
you go.
I'm going to handle it. But I can tell you this, he's laid it all out. And if we follow the scouting report and just do exactly what he tells us to do, I can assure you that in the end, overtime or not, we're going to get that dub.
Hey, listen, like I said, you don't have to buy me another phone before we get done with this podcast, because I'm going to have to throw it. I tell my girls all the time, and I tell people who I talk to, I don't believe in losses. I believe in lessons. And I tell them that everything we go through, and that was what I had to tell myself. I'm like, I'm over here telling, encouraging people, and I'm going through something. It's time for me to do the actions. This is a perfect time for me to do the actions of what I talk about, because exactly like you said, I'm being battle tested. I firmly do believe that that the desires of our hearts, obviously, that are within reason, that are here to glorify God. I don't believe that God, and that's what we talked about, that dictatorship. I don't believe God is here to take that away from us. I believe that whatever the desires are, and you're working towards it and doing the things you need to do, you're eventually going to get there. You learn your lessons with the speed bumps that come along the ways. But it's how long is it going to take you to learn? You're going to keep on seeing the same situations. How long is it going to take you to learn? Now, we're going to keep on, take a right. Man, we at the same spot again. You're going to eventually take this left or what? You're going to listen to God and take this left or what? And so I always tell girls, whether it's after a game, whether it's just something going on in life, man, you feel like you've lost in life. You ain't lost at all. Let's figure out this lesson. And you're going to see it again, and it's still going to get you to where you need to be. And when you get to the destination at the end of that journey, you're going to be like, man, all of that, now I see. But like you said, sometimes it's hard while you're in that valley, coach.
It is. I'm not even about to sit here and tell any story about that. You know, I laugh. I tell people all the time, you know, I'm here in Tallahassee. And so we'll have to often play a team that's in the outskirts by an hour and a half away. And it's always this roundabout, coach, always, right? It's like the, where there's multiple ways to exit out.
Mm-hmm.
And my coaches laugh. Uh-huh. And my coaches laugh because this year I got it though, okay? This year I'm a new mom. I was trying to get back to him. But every year without fail, I don't care if, even to the point where some of the kids were like, all right, coach, about to come up to it. Now, remember, it's the third left. Like, you know, and it didn't. I always miss it. It's just like, and they'd be like, coach, are you serious? You know, and I'm reminded, like, I'm visualizing that as I'm hearing what you say. But true, that is exactly it. You know, like some say, you got me going in circles, round and round I go. You know, there's a lesson to be learned in the situations that we are in, right? And mm-hmm. So don't find that. It's almost like a video game. You can't go to the next level if you don't pass that previous one. It's something you need, right? You got to unlock whatever it is. You got to find that key or that piece or, like, you know, whatever, Marvel, the Infinity Stone, whatever the case may be, you got to have
exactly.
It or you can unlock what's next and what's necessary. And if you don't get it, it's going to keep showing itself, maybe in another way, maybe another person, whatever case may be, it's going to keep showing itself, right? So it took me years and years not to miss that turn. I made that turn shit up, okay? And so, you know, granted, I don't want to get misconstrued that the battles don't happen. I don't want to get misconstrued by us in the joy and the laughter, but what I want you to see in that laughter, what I want you to hear in that joy and talking about the valley, is because that's the other side of it, right? Sure. What I want you to see is much like servant leader Darren McGee, he came on and he was talking about watching an instant classic with his son. And his son mm-hmm. thought the game was live. And so he's sitting there and he's just on chill. His son is, you know, going ham about his favorite team. And his team, as he's sitting there chilling, is losing. And his son is looking like, well, why can you be so chill? Your team's losing. He said, because I know we're going to win. I know that in the end, we're going to pull this thing out. Mm-hmm. And he said, so I need y'all to start moving as Christians and believers. Because here's the thing. You may not understand how we lead up to it, but this is an instant classic. Christ and I already told you at the end of this thing, we win. So that's playing that laughter, because I don't maybe understand how I get there, But I know that in the midst of it, however this situation equates itself, however you calculate this thing out, divide it, carry the one. We win in the end of this thing. As
yes,
put him first and accept him as my savior. As long as I love his other children, however hard that sometimes may be, he loves me. Okay, that's what he has. And sometimes, Coach, we make that so simple, but that's all he said. All that extra stuff, we make extra and complex. He said to love me with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, everything. Me. And then he says to love my children, love your neighbor as I have loved you. Y'all, let's get that under control, because if we can do that, I assure you, watch how things change. You know, talking about all of this, you know, got me browed up. And talking about this, you are a wife, you are a mom, right? And you are a coach. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about what it means to you to be a Proverbs 31 woman. You know, I remember just hearing it myself, watching my mom embody that. And then time speeds up, though. And now we become the mom, the wife, you know, that person these little people are now feeding off of and learning from. What does it mean to you and how important it is to you to, you know, exude the attributes of a Proverbs 31 woman?
So what's important for me when you read scripture, you see that a Proverbs 31 woman always figures out a way to get the job done. And does it, what you laughing for, Coach?
Because you just, come on.
She just always figures out a way to get the job done, whether, you know, it talks about her clothing and things along those. I mean, I got you. She's got the family. She's got her husband. She, you know, we're coaching. I got our team. You know, I got you. We got an obstacle, but we're not going to sit here and cry about it. We're going to figure it out. Yeah, you might not have Nike uniforms, but hey, take these little BSNs. If I got to put a Nike swoop on there to make it feel your confidence, you got clothes, don't you? You just go out there and perform, okay? You got the jersey. Yes. So for me, that's why I think, you know, your title is so important and true, of just being a servant leader, because I feel that the saying is true. Your character is going to keep you in places that your talent, your talent can take you. But if you have most of that talent, but you don't have no good character, that's why we see a lot of situations happening. When you're a servant leader, when you're a Proverbs 31 and you carry yourself leading with love, That doesn't mean that you're soft. You know, I tell people all the time, hey, I'm a believer, but let's not forget Jesus was slanging them tables. Jesus was slanging them tables if you wasn't doing just what you're supposed to do.
There.
Exactly. Hey, I'm going to heaven, but I'm on the south side now. We keep on. But just leading with love, especially with this generation, I feel like people going to go harder for you. My kids, I don't stray my kids away from what I've got going on. When I pick them up from school, if we have practice or if I have to go recruit, I'm depending on what, especially if it's the beginning of the year and I'm recruiting and we can't like really talk to kids and stuff, I'm bringing my kids with me and they're gonna be in the back seat and we're gonna do the Encanto sing-alongs and the Toy Story sing or whatever it is all the way up there. Buy them some popcorn. They're going to sit down there. We're going to watch the game. And then and they get that time with mommy. Same thing for, you know, depending on what our practice schedule is, you know, if it's just a lighter practice, I make sure that my players are their bigger sisters. And that's what I tell them in the recruiting process. When you come to this family, it's not just the basketball team. You're going to be around my kids. So the way you carry yourself, I want to make sure, you know, that when my kids are coming and they run up to you in the gym and you their big sister, you're not putting your head down because of, you know, whatever it is you got going on, because you got a bigger family. You got three little siblings over here that you got to take care of. And the players take pride in that. They love that. And so I intertwine the two. The same for my husband. I intertwine the two of letting them see me be a wife. I think that is important for this generation, that you can do both. You can have kids, you can have the family, because when I was a player, I didn't think I could do that. And honestly, when I was fresh into coaching, I didn't think I could do that. And now I know that I can. And so it is important for me to show my young ladies that you can do this if you want to. You don't have to choose between your career and your family. You can do both, but it's not going to be easy, but it can happen. It will happen. But the way you carry yourself, give yourself grace, the way you talk to people, show love to people. And I promise you, people are going to show that in return. And people going to do, they're going to work hard for you. They're going to do the best that they can for you. Now, yeah, not everybody, but even those people every once in a while are going to come turn around and be like, you know what, coach, I never did anything to me. I got to search deep down inside and see by myself. And so I think your character being a Proverbs 31 woman, being a servant leader, you change your atmosphere. If you're that woman, when you walk into a room, when you walk into a gym, the way your character is already is going to shift that whole gym. Because they're going to know when you walk through, oh, man, I don't know what it is about this coach, whether it's the joy, whether it's the love, but there's something different and it attracts people. Man, that coach going to sweep the floor? Hold on, you're not yelling at me right now, coach? You showing me what to do? You're not getting frustrated? Oh, man, wait, hold on, something different. And they want to know more. And then that's the hook, and that's how you bite them, and that's how you get them to bite. And then it's like, nah, come on, I'm going to show you what to do. I'm not going to come over here and just sit in the chair and yell at you and tell you, no, come on, baby girl. I'm going to show you what to do and how to carry yourself. When that professor talking to you crazy, don't talk crazy back. Just yes, ma'am. And I'm going to show you how to carry yourself. Use honey, not vinegar. And eventually these kids start to buy into it. Admin starts to buy into it. And people want to be around you. We got so much going on, coach, you know, with COVID, people losing jobs, just so many people are already negative. We need more people who are just positive and just showing love. Everybody just need a break. Everybody just need a break. And so when you think of that person, I think to myself, when I think of whoever that light is for me, I want to be that for other people. I want to be that light, just that positive person that just, you need a hug, you need somebody to love, because everybody need that. And you'll get it in return. So I hope that answers your questions.
It does. And I couldn't have better. I mean, and what's so amazing, and I think the part that gets me even, you know, I'm often asked, like, how do you, like, what does this do for you? And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like in the world's best professional development, right? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I feel like I am literally in a front row seat of the world's greatest and God's frontline soldiers, right? Because everything that you said is streamlined to what he calls us to be. You know, people always hear me say it's golden, right? Because his word tells us that, you know, it's so easy to find the dirt, but we need to be the ones to find the gold, right? You always will hear me pray that he helps us to continue to be lights so that those that don't know him can find him. You said that, right? And then you remind me of same spirits y'all have, that servant leader spirit. Coach Chris Kreider at Georgia State men's basketball. Both of y'all are very laid back meek, and that's what he says. He says, nope, it's not our job to try to Bible beat people. It's not our job to, you know, do this and make people do and make. He said, no. It's our job to just change the atmosphere. Be us different. Be that person that people's like, what in the world? What they on? I want that. What they doing? I need that type of joy. This seemed like, you know, it seemed like nothing's ever wrong with them. He said, and then that's when you get them. You said, that's when you hook them. He said, and then that's when you got them. That's the moment right there that you're able to witness. Able to witness who brought you there. Who has you smiling all the time? Who has you feeling like, no, it's not. And I tell people all the time, it's not that I've never been through nothing. It's not that things are always right with me. It's because they were wrong. He made them right. It's because I've been through and he the one brought me out. And so now that you're asking me, you prepared this platform to what I can tell you. So sit on down, baby. Let me explain it to you, okay?
Exactly.
And I will gladly explain it to you, you know? But I think that's amazing. And I think ultimately you said it best. You said, my girl said, a Proverbs 31 woman finds a way to get it done. That's, seriously, when you're talking about being a soldier, a foot soldier, a frontline soldier for the kingdom, you don't want our excuses.
Yes.
Can you imagine when this just came in my head? Can you imagine when Jesus, he knew he didn't have to, but he knew He was up about to go on that rugged cross and die for folk who were going to be a mess, who were going to disobey him, who not going to do his will, who going to stray away and come back and stray away and come back and stray away and come back again. He knew this, right? He knew it, right? And what I see is that even with him knowing that, he still did it because he said, you know what? I just got to get the job done. And so when you said that, that's the visual picture that came in my head, even that line right there and the actions that you do. I know I may be tired, but this I got work to do. I tell people all the time, I'm God's errand runner, running errand for the Lord. What he asked me to do, that's what I'm doing. It has nothing to do with me. I'm checking them off. God, you want me to do what? Got it. You want me to do this? Check, got it. And so when you say that, a Proverbs 31, in every role that I undertake, I'm going to find a way to get done. I'm not going to find no excuses. I know that if he brought me to it, he going to bring me through it. So let's get it. Let's go ahead and get it done. That's golden.
I had to throw my pen. I couldn't throw the phone, so I threw my pen.
I can't with you, Coach. Oh, goodness. Coach, as we start to wrap this thing up, man, I swear I could talk to you all day. Like, legit. You are legit on.
Me too.
But as we start to wrap this thing up, there are, of course, two questions that I always have to, you know, ask to put out there to enshrine the next leader, this long line of servant leaders. We're literally building this front line. And it's amazing to me, right, when I see you and then go all the way back to 200 some odd servant leaders, and I just visualize them on God's front line, like, we ready. What we got? We ready, right? And so, of course, these two questions, they're very simple, and it just kind of puts you into this hall of fame, right? So the first one, Coach, is everything that we talked about today, right? Those storms that come, the things that we go through. I tell people all the time, your storms and your obstacles are not going to make an appointment with you. They're not going to open up the calendar what day is good for you. It's not doing it. They're going to come, and it's going to be inconvenient, right? And so
yes,
when that happens, we have to remember the times, as my pastors say, when I think back. Have to remember those times he brought us out. And sometimes it is hard in the valley, as we discussed. So one of the things I do in the morning, I do my God is devotional. And I'll say God is, and I think you probably saw the other day I did it on Twitter. I said, let me hear what other people got to say, right? And I said, God is, and I drew a blank. And so I'm charging that to you now. You don't get a long line of Rolodex, and I know it makes it hard, because when you start thinking about what God is, your mind can go a bunch of different places. But I'm going to say God is, and if I drew an imaginary blank, how would servant leader Stephanie Williams fill that blank? God is what?
Faithful. Yeah, that's when you said that, that's the first thing that came in my head. God is faithful. And that's what I've been clinging on to in my journey right now. He did it before. He going to do it again. So God is faithful.
You better stop. That's all I know. Stop. Okay. That what's that song? I don't want to misquote. Is it Dietrich Haddon? If he did it before, he'll do it.
Ty Trivet. If he did it before.
Same guy right now.
Yes.
Come on now. Yeah. That's what came in my head.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
That's it. Plain and simple. The same guy that delivered last time, he changed the game up.
Exactly.
The same.
The scouting report is the exact same. That's the part that's so crazy. From Genesis to Revelations, the scouting report is the same. We're the ones who changed. The scouting report is the same. Trust him. He got it. He know what we need to do to win, like you said. So if I know he's faithful, then, and that's where I'm at right now, trust him. It just means this level, okay, I hadn't stumped my toe. Okay, this time now, this level is a little bit more, a little bit more crucial. All right, that just means my faith level got to go a little bit more. Hey. Yeah, but I took care of you. That's what he keeps telling me. So
come on now. So, and that's it. You know, I laughed. I was telling somebody was asking me to speak to their group. And I was thinking about that same aspect when we talked about a scouting report, and not to prolong this, we gonna move. But then I also said, we've all been there, right? You know, parents and sideliners, they don't know. They blame it on us, and we're a coach, and we take that. But you sit in that timeout, and you draw up the play. You draw up the game plan. You tell them what to do. You put it on the board. You draw it from A to Z. You explain. You ask player one, player two, all the way through five. Do you understand what you're doing? Do you know your assignment? You know what I'm asking you to do. Do you understand how to execute? You remember we did this all week in practice. Do you remember what the scout report is? You understand what it read from A to Z. And they're like, yeah, coach, I got you. All right, ready, break, right? All right, well, did you read your word? Yeah. Do you know what your word said? Yes. Do you know what your devotional said? Yes. When you prayed, did you know what I told you when you sat down and said amen? Yes. All right, you ready? Let's take on this challenge. Break. And what does the players do? You look, the parents are like, what kind of play? No.
What kind of practices they've been doing?
Come on. Exactly. Right. Because there's no way in the world that you'd come out of a 60-second full timeout and not exhibit the very thing that laid the foundation to your victory.
There you go.
Here we are as Christians. And the book is there. Practice for years. When you accepted him, you've been in practice. And you've received the foundation, the scouting report. He's telling you, this is the play I need you to run. You ready? God, I got this. I got you. And we get out there on the playing field. And people look.
Turn it to Allen Iverson, just shooting up everything. Just, we had practice. What you mean about practice?
Come on here. Oh, man. And I had to pause break on this. I didn't want to prolong it, but I had to pause break on thing holds true for my athletic professional. Because we all been there, right? Yeah. But the same way we look at those players, what did I tell you? Are you kidding me? I know he sit up and he's like, Chelsea, for real? For real? Yeah. I just told you. Step. For real? Hey. I just told you. Insert your name. Look, for real?
I'm throwing another pin because you over here just cutting up.
Come on now. Insert your own name and whatever you know that you steered from, because you know what he told you. I don't know what he told you, but you know what he's telling you to do. Start that business. Accept that job. Don't accept that job. Wait. Don't wait. Do. Don't do. Whatever it is he told you. You know, it's not my job. Insert your name. Are you running the play? Mm-hmm. And of course, this is the servant leader. Coach's Bible study or servant leader. Servant leadership is at the focal point of what we do. It is to truly learn how to serve and lead like Christ. And that takes on so many different definitions, so many different looks, right? So for this front line of all these amazing servant leaders, we are building this huge definition, this more right, just when people look and they say, well, I want to know what it means to be a servant, they can look back on this. So if I were to ask you, servant leadership, two words, take on two totally different meanings to different people. What does servant leadership mean to you?
You said two words?
Mm-hmm. Servant leadership, what does it mean to you?
My two words are show them.
Come on now.
It's simple. Well, I ain't got to give you no, where you got to find a thesaurus. Show them. Show them. And I think that's self-explanatory.
Yeah, I can't do nothing with her. I'm just thinking that right now. I can't do nothing with her. You know, Coach, truly, I do have to thank you. I mean, goodness, there's so many layers to that thank you, right? There's a thank you for your obedience, whereas some people would have been like, hey, coach, I can't come on. That's happened before. Coach, I can't come on. You know, my status has kind of changed. Okay. No, I'm not. That's fine. But I appreciate you seeing it as an opportunity, right? And being obedient to the opportunity. I want to thank you again for your time. I just want to thank you for being real with it, right? Before we came on, we kept talking about how sometimes, you know, that's a religion versus relationship. We the ones that make Christ seem unapproachable, that makes finding him seem like this far-fetched opportunity. But I thank you for the realness, right? Because I know just sitting here talking to you, I know when I go back edit this and upload this and I listen as a listener, I know that I'm going to even receive even more from it because of your realness. You truly made Christ obtainable for the person that never heard him. You truly made it seem like, wait, that's it? Why anybody make that seem so hard? But more than anything, your realness of recognizing that I can be a Proverbs 31 woman. And because I know that I'm that, I can be the wife, I can be the mother, I can be the coach, I can do those things. No, it doesn't mean that it's easy, but what it does mean is I'm gonna get it done because I know who wrote the playbook. Appreciate that. So I thank you so much for coming on today and just dropping them gems. Anything final that you wanna give an encouraging word, any last minute touch before we get out of here?
First of all, I just want to say thank you for reaching out and having me do this. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this, and I've had a blast. So I just want to thank you so much for even considering me. I love what you have going on. You have a listener, you have a fan, you have a supporter.
Thank you.
Moving forward, so I'm definitely going to be supporting everything that you do. And so just thank you so much for what you're doing for the ministry, because this is something that's needed, especially for us females in this game. We need a support system and encouragement. So man, I could keep on going on how grateful I am for what you're doing. So thank you for being observant to what the Holy Spirit is telling you. I guess the only thing I would leave people with, I say this all the time, you have the same 24 hours as the next person. That doesn't mean they're better than you or anything. You have the same 24 hours as the next person. Go prove God right on who he says you are. So.
I'm done. I don't have a job. Like, I'm done. Bow your head so we can cover you, because Lord of mercy, if she say something else, I think my mic gonna blow up. But bow your head. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much just for what we've seen, what we've heard, for another opportunity, Lord God, for another path crossing, Lord God, for another chance to be obedient. I thank you right now, Lord God, for your servant leader, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you would just continue to show it away. You know what her next is, and I thank you that she knows and rest in that, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Prim, prop, raise her high, keep her sharp, so that when that next does arrive, Lord God, she'll be ready to just jump and walk in it, Lord God. I ask right now, Lord God, that you pray and be for every servant leader and any listener, Lord God, at their point of need. I don't know what it is, and I don't need to know, but you know, so I pray for their point of need. I ask right now, Lord God, that you just heal this land. We talked already, Lord God, about how it's just here and there and everywhere, Lord God, so I ask that you heal this land, Lord God. But most of all, I ask that you help us to continue to be lights, illuminate us, Lord God, so that those that may not know you can find you. In your son Jesus' name, we will always pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My favorite line. Podcast. Servant leader Stephanie Williams, you are now a part of the servant leader family. We welcome you.
Ooh, let's go. Hey everybody, let's go.
Oh my goodness, we welcome you in, and we are so glad to have you to continue to increase these ranks and be on this front line to continue to serve and build up his kingdom. So I appreciate you. I'm glad to call you my sister. If there's anything I can ever do, all you gotta do is reach out.
Oh man, I appreciate it. I'm glad to be a part of the family. I'm good. I'm good with mac and cheese. So when we do the cookout, that's what I'm gonna be bringing. All right.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. We thank you all for listening, and we're gonna see you guys next time.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.